So Patient owns it and should control it and have 100% access to it and only give you the right to it with very special substances. You can die just because I give you the wrong drug. Well, the doctor has certain things, and he's part of it, but you have your own notes you can put in it. You should be, if you're a good patient. So I'll tell you all kinds of things. And it should be a 24/7, 365 thing, because sometimes you wake up at 4 in the morning and you just puked. You should actually make a note of it. This I have serious something coming out of my body. I shoot a photo of it, and I show it to the doctor. And they're like, I don't have to bring a sample of something hideous. I just show them. No, but that actually should be encouraged. Let's say I have really bad, let's call them, ejector from either end. So I'm super, super sick. And I can hardly even leave my house. So I should actually have in my house, from the doctor, sample jars, ready to go to the lab in my house. So when I'm sick, from the very first moment I'm sick, I should be trained to have a little kit that has a special little way of getting the samples into their containers, seal them, and close it up in a proper way. So it's a perfect kit. And then you bring that with you to the doctor, and the kit should just be a generic kit for urine, feces, and vomit. In your house, you should have a kit, so whatever comes out of you, and you should already know how to do it. If something weird comes up, even when you're 30, that's significant knowledge that may affect you when you're 50 or 60. So that knowledge is super important. The patient should be trained. They should have a class in three classes in school from when you're a young child, like between the first class and the sixth class. And there should be something at middle school or American high school or here at gymnasium. The most important part, you are your own doctor, and your doctor in you and the knowledge you have is the most important knowledge. And the better you can tell your doctor that, the healthier you'll end up being, in my opinion. It should almost be on your wrist. So what I think is if Dawa needed to talk to the acupuncturist, there should be a kind of like a Google, like a translating tool between the doctors, so they can actually cooperate across the various traditions. But this, they gave me medicine I didn't want to take, so I made my own medicine. And I'll only take their medicine if this doesn't work. There's a very old herbalist there called Yakupoy. There, I went and got a bunch of tea tree oil, clove oil. Those are the main two that are helping this. And then three or four other essential oils and almond oil and lanolin to make a cream. And then I used coconut, pure coconut oil also. And sulfur. I made it up myself. I just researched online.